Hello everyone. Now, I mentioned recently on my channel, on this channel, Ravi Sagar channel, and also on my BlackBerry Boy channel, that I'm working on some courses. And I also mentioned that I might be uploading those courses on Udemy. Now, I received few messages from people asking me whether I will be selling those courses or whether those courses will be free or not. So I thought I'll probably clarify in this video that my courses would be free and my courses would always be free. So I thought I'll probably let you know that although I have been making videos for YouTube, on YouTube for a while, but most of my videos are about solving a problem, small problem, big problem. It could be something to do with the tool or sharing my experiences, or if I have anything interesting to share, I make a video about it. But I have also covered or made few courses, like proper courses, where I have explained the topic in great detail, and the format of those videos are in a typical video course format. For example, last year I worked on Advanced Roadmaps Portfolio course, and that is actually one of my most popular video series playlist on my channel. And I definitely enjoyed making that course. And apart from Portfolio Advanced Roadmaps, I also have playlist courses on Structure, EasyBI, Scrivener for Jira, Jira REST API, Automation for Jira. But most of those courses or playlists are talking about different things that you can do with either Jira or various apps or automation or scripting, but those were mainly ongoing courses. I mean, whenever I have something to add, for example, if today I learn something about automation, so I'll make a video and I'll add that particular video to the same playlist. But I always wanted to spend time on creating a course that will start and finish in one go. It won't be like a ongoing series, because I already have ongoing series on my channel, but I wanted to make a proper course that anyone can take and learn and finish it in maybe hours or days, which of course right now you can do on my channel, but except Portfolio, Advanced Roadmaps, and a couple of other topics, I don't really have a lot of proper courses. But I was actually working on creating courses. In fact, because I am now working for Sparksys, and Sparksys is now allowing me, giving me time to work on these courses. I actually have a list of, I'm looking at my board over there. I have a list of, I believe, 13 courses that I actually want to make in the next few months. And I've already started working on Jira Work Management course. And thanks to Sparksys for letting me doing that. Although it's my company, or technically my wife's company, but I'm basically using this time because now I have time. I have time that I can manage for my own company, and that is what I'm doing. I'm working on these courses, and I have been sharing, like always, I have been sharing these small updates with you. I did mention that I'm working on Jira Work Management course, and the next course in the list is Jira Service Management, then Jira Software, and so on. I mean, I do have plans to make proper video courses now, and these video courses will have slides. I mean, I don't really want to create a course or slides just for the sake of it, but when you have to explain something to someone in a way so that they can not only understand what you are saying, but they have something to maybe take away from that particular course. Maybe they want to make their notes. Maybe they want to learn a bit more about, let us say, you know, when you make a proper course, you also talk about things like, you know, what is Jira, and a bit more about, we want to tell a bit more about Atlassian as a company. We want to give some background, and that background is actually very important, because in the beginning, people struggle to get started, and that is what I want to do. I want to, of course, now spend time, apart from making these daily videos, which I'm doing like right now, and these daily videos, as I mentioned many times, these daily videos are for me not difficult to make, because I have a workflow to make these videos quickly, efficiently. I use scripts to record my desktop and my audio. I have scripts to also make thumbnails, so I can actually make these daily videos. So making a daily video is like, you know, brushing my teeth, which I do anyways. Hopefully you also do it, but it is not an effort for me. But now I want to spend some time and make regular video courses. Of course, you know, I mean, I'm sure the list is finite, because, you know, you can talk about different Atlassian products, then you can talk about various apps, but there are so many things that I know personally quite well, and I really want to share it with everyone. And the main reason why I want to do it for free, because, I mean, initially, to be honest, I was thinking of uploading these videos that I'm making, these courses that I'm working on Udemy, and I was thinking maybe I should sell it, because why not? I mean, you can earn money. But I thought about it, and I was not feeling great about selling those courses. I thought maybe that is not really for me. I mean, I don't have to sell my courses. I don't have to ask people to pay me money, because I have various other ways to make money, and I of course wanted to help and give back to the community. And these video courses of mine would be, I'm not really saying the best or world class, but I'll make sure that they are straightforward, clear, and easy to follow, like always. And I'm sure there are other paid courses in the market on Udemy. Udemy, by the way, is a great platform. You can purchase courses. But I think that YouTube has far greater reach. You can also have these courses. You can upload your courses on Udemy. But Udemy is, of course, when you upload those courses on Udemy, you can have them for free. So that is also always a possibility, but I don't really want to divert my audience from YouTube to Udemy. I just want to focus on YouTube. Of course, I'm not really planning to become full-time YouTuber, but because now I can manage my own time, I don't really work for anyone. Or, I mean, I do work for Sparksys, but that is my own company, but I don't really work for anyone. I don't really have to worry about spending, you know, 4 hours of my day on doing these course building things. So I have now plenty of time that I manage on my own. So when you make a course on YouTube, when you make those videos on YouTube, I think anyone can watch those videos, they can learn from it. And I was talking to a lot of people recently about them following my channel, and they, of course, you know, tell me that, you know, they have been watching my videos, they have learned a lot. It feels good, and I think I want to continue doing that. I don't really want to ask people to pay me for watching my videos on Udemy or even on YouTube. I think you can do it on YouTube as well. There is a feature that you can enable. I want to keep things accessible to everyone and anyone across the globe. I was imagining someone from maybe a small village or small town in India watching my video and maybe learning something, maybe watching my videos will help them to maybe get a job or maybe to do something in their career. Maybe they want to acquire new skills and then maybe do freelancing, maybe open their own company like I did, and also, you know, do wonderful things, maybe solve their day-to-day problems. So I think that is the plan. I thought I'll probably talk about it very clearly that my videos, my courses, and anything that I'll be doing here on YouTube will be free for ever. And do let me know what courses you think I should maybe work on. I do have a list of courses that I really want to cover. And my courses, the idea here is that I'll work on your feedback. So if I make a course, let us say on Jira Work Management and then maybe Advanced Roadmaps 2022, because things are changing all the time, I want to keep these courses, I want to make these courses in a way so that I can repeat them with new updates. So that is why I want to keep things straightforward and simple. I was looking at the guidelines of making a video course on Udemy. By the way, I do have a few courses on Udemy, but they are not directly under my name. They are basically under my publisher's pact name. So I have experience working on video courses in the past, and I know it is not difficult. You just need to organize things properly. For example, when you make a course, you have to start with the different sections, and within sections, you can have different lectures and videos. And basically, the way you organize your content is actually quite helpful, not only for you when you are making the course, but also for someone who is trying to learn from you, because you are giving them a structured way to learn something. So there is a learning path, and I think I have covered in the past, if you want to become, let us say, an Atlassian consultant or administrator, or maybe a developer, if you're trying to use Jira as part of your job, or maybe you have to do something with Atlassian tools, then you can definitely do it yourself. You don't really have to spend a lot of time and money to acquire this skill set. And because I think I can help, so I am helping. I'm trying to help. But at the same time, if you want to help me, the only thing that I will ask you is that if you think you find my videos useful, then maybe share it with your friends, and maybe let people know in your network so that they can watch my videos. I hardly ask people to like and subscribe to my channel. I mean, I'm sure you will subscribe if you find my content, my videos useful, because I don't really believe that you should ask people to, you know, follow you, and you should ask people to subscribe to your content, because if you're doing good work, I think people will come back to your site or to your channel. And many people that I have been talking to recently, they have told me that, you know, they watch my videos and they follow my content regularly. They follow my updates on a regular basis, and it feels good. And I wanted to continue this engagement with my audience, and I don't really want to bring in the selling part, because I don't have to. Again, I have other ways to earn money. If organizations, companies, clients, they want to hire me, they will hire me. And my YouTube channel is actually a very great way to showcase my skills, to show off my capabilities, because yes, I know how to do it. And if you want some help with these tools, if you want to get the most out of Atlassian tools, then you can definitely talk to Sparksys, talk to me about professional engagements. And I thought I'll probably talk about it, because there was some, I think, confusion. People were asking me, are you converting your courses to paid ones now? Because you are on your own, you might be thinking of selling your courses, which I'm not. So I'm not really going to sell my courses. I will stick to YouTube. And by the way, if you are following me on YouTube, I just thought I'll probably let you know that I sync all my videos on Odyssey. So Odyssey is basically another platform where you can actually create your channel, and you can actually create a video based content. But good thing about Odyssey is that you don't have to upload videos manually. So what I do for both of my channels, Ravi Sagar and Blackberry Boy, I basically upload my videos here, and these videos are synced to Odyssey. So I'm not really worried about YouTube going down. I mean, YouTube can go down, and it has happened recently with the other major social networking platforms. But ideally, in future, I would like to self-host my videos on my site. I do have, of course, all these videos on YouTube that I upload. They are always, you will find these videos always on my website. So if you go to maybe all videos, each and every video, of course, these videos are nothing but embedded videos that are linked to nothing but YouTube. But ideally, in future, if everything goes well, I might self-host all the videos, because I don't really want to rely on just one platform, because, you know, things can, maybe tomorrow YouTube will ask people to, maybe they will start charging money. I mean, they did it with Google Photos, so you never really know. So you have to be, you have to basically have a backup plan, which I have, of course, with Odyssey. Odyssey is, of course, one platform where you can sync your videos automatically, so you don't have to do anything. And what else? One more thing which I wanted to talk about today is about building a profile. So if you are, let us say, looking for a job or a change in your career, maybe you want to jump into Atlassian tools or any technology. I mean, it's not really anything to do with just Atlassian or Jira. In general, if you want to build your profile, showcase your skills, then I think you should definitely create a YouTube channel or maybe a blog at least, where you can, you know, share your things that you have been doing. Because if you share these things, it will make it very easy for your potential employer to hire you. For example, for me, because I have so much to share with everyone on my YouTube channel, on my website, on my GitHub repositories, I don't have to worry about convincing my potential clients about the capabilities of SparkSys or me doing their work. When someone is talking to me, when clients are talking to me, they already know that they want to hire me. And that is a great thing that you can do. So just a small recommendation that if you are doing anything in your career and you want to maybe make sure that your resume, your profile is always like shiny, and you are maybe worried that you might not get the job. So if you're doing these things, I guarantee that you will definitely get a job, or you will definitely secure your next project very easily. So do that, and let me know if you need any help. Maybe if you want to come on my channel, I recently did a couple of interviews where I invite people to share their knowledge, their experience. And if you have anything to share with me or with everyone, especially in Atlassian ecosystem, then reach out to me. We can make a video together. I'll help you. And you can also help me, by the way. I mean, it's not just me helping you. You're also helping me, because I will definitely learn a lot from you. So we all have something to learn from each other. So that is all. That is all I wanted to talk about today. The update was that my videos, my courses will always be free on YouTube. That is it. Bye-bye.